RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com.
And by the Thetford Corporation, the industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit Thetford.com.
And by Cabela's. Cabela's has everything you need to get your family into the great outdoors. Visit Cabela's.com and make sure your next great camping trip is one for the record books.
And by Outdoorsy, the largest and most trusted rental marketplace. Outdoorsy is making it safe and easy to make money renting your RV with full insurance, roadside assistance, secure payments, and real people ratings and reviews. Visit Outdoorsy.com to find a cool RV to rent or see how much money you can make renting your RV today.
And by AccuVitec. Dedicated to providing your family with safe drinking water, AccuVitec makes UV LED water purification systems for your RV and your home. Visit AccuVitec.com to find a water purification system that meets your needs.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes, plus Sweet Maggie the camping dog.
You can read about our adventures at RVFTA.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are heading to the Lone Star State and getting a tour from our very favorite Texan, Kate Dunbar from katescuriouskitchen.com.
Kate adores Fredericksburg and has returned again and again to enjoy the beautiful countryside, fabulous food, and fun beverages. In this episode, she's giving us a complete trip itinerary to the heart of Hill Country.
You might think Texas doesn't know a thing about wineries and schnitzels, but Kate's going to teach us all a thing or two about Hill Country. You are listening to episode number 181, Greetings from Fredericksburg, Texas.
Before we head into this week's featured topic, greetings from Fredericksburg, Texas, it's time for us to induct another classic piece of gear into the RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame, and it's all about grilling this time. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Accuva.
Accuva is an innovative leader in building water filtration systems for both the home and the RV, and they are dedicated to providing families with safe drinking water no matter where you are. Now, most RVers rely on bottled water or they use water filters that attach to a hose. But you know what? Bottled water takes up a lot of space, it costs a lot of money, and it creates a lot of plastic waste.
And I hate that crinkly noise.
Yeah, it's a terrible noise. Standard water filters also help with taste issues, but they do allow a lot of harmful bacteria and viruses through. Accuva uses UV sterilization technology to filter all the water that's coming through and coming out into your glass in the RV.
Now, they're using some fancy technology that they're using in Paris and New York and London.
Yeah, and that take up like huge buildings full of space to do in these cities. But Accuva has figured out the technology and how to get it down into a really small space that can fit into your RV. And it's a really pretty little package, too, that goes into your RV. We can't wait to taste this water. It is installed in the RV, but we're not dewinterized yet.
I'm just going to drink water all summer. This is going to help me stay hydrated, by the way.
Yeah, it's
because I'm not always going to grab a bottle of water, but I'll just pour myself a little cup from the AccuVitec.
All right. To learn more, you can visit AccuVitec.com or you can find the link in our show notes at RVFTA.com.
Okay, Stephanie, you have chosen for the induction into the RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame, the Weber Q Grill with Stand. And we love this. We think it's a great value. We think it's a really great kind of first grill for when you step away from the dreaded RVQ.
Right. So here's the thing. There's a lot of grilling options out there for RVers. And if you were to post in some RV forum or, you know, Facebook group, hey, what grills should I get? You're going to get a range of answers. And, you know, a lot of them are going to be this one. And then a lot of them are going to be Camp Chef. And, you know, like you're just going to see such a huge range for, or the charcoal, right? You just need your Weber charcoal grill. Everybody has their own grilling style. Everybody has a certain level of like commitment to grilling at
this,
the campground.
You're so right, though. This one comes up a lot, and that's not just coming from us. Like, on our RVFTA, the group on Facebook, when people ask about grills, which they do, like, once a month, I would say, like, 30 to 40% of people say they have this or one of the ones in this line.
Because I honestly feel like this is an RV workhorse. It's not the fanciest, and it's not the cheapest.
And it's not the biggest, which is kind of nice. It's fairly portable.
Yeah. So we cooked on the RVQ grill, which is what you call the grill that comes along with your RV. We cooked on that for years before we finally got sick of, like, terribly cooked meat.
Such uneven heat distribution.
I'm a good cook, and I was a terrible cook when using an RVQ grill. It was
I can confirm both of those statements.
It was awful. So finally, we you know, ponied up the bucks, and we were like, okay, we're going to buy a grill. But to be honest, I did not want to spend a lot of money at that time. I was not looking for anything fancy. And this was, like, a really good price-conscious option. So, and here's why. We don't cook on the grill every single night when we're at the campground. I make ahead some meals that are already prepared. Sometimes I use the RV kitchen, and sometimes we go out to eat. So some people grill every single night.
And in
we
that
don't.
Case, you might want that three-burner camp chef or something larger. I mean, if you really are cooking every night at the campground, you might want a bigger setup. I think the portability is a strong selling point of this one, particularly for those people with smaller RVs and less storage space.
Yeah, and currently we've been, we've been having fun trying out different grill options and different cooking options from Cabela's. So we've been using, like, the Camp Chef grills, and I have the grill box for that. I have the griddle attachment for that. So we've really gone and tried a lot of different things.
I've been trying the old Coleman dual fuel stoves and enjoying those.
And we're enjoying them all. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I still think that for the average RV traveler who wants to grill
burgers and dogs
a few times
some chicken
on every camp trip, that there isn't a better grill option out there than this.
And I think a lot of people agree. So we are excited to induct this into the RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame. There'll be a link in the show notes if you're interested in taking a more serious look at the Weber Q grill.
Well, let's talk about some of the, like, specifics, right? The specs, all right? So the Weber Q 1000 is what we have. And that was the most affordable option. And to be quite frank, I can be cheap with these things. So I went with the cheapest option. It's about $170. And the portable cart that comes with it, or that doesn't come with it, but you have to buy, is $70. I did not buy them at the same time. Again, my cheap factor comes into play when I'm making these bigger purchases. I actually bought the grill 1 year, and then we bought the stand the next year.
The cart is very sturdy. It's fairly compact when you fold it up for storage, but you're not going to knock the grill over on this cart. It's a good piece of equipment.
You can grill a good, like, I think, 6 hamburgers on the Weber Q1000, or you could grill, like, 4 burgers and some hot dogs. But if you need a bigger grill, there's the bigger options available for higher price points. So there's the Q1200, there's the Q2000, and the Q2200. And all those just get sort of a little bit bigger.
But not too much more expensive.
Right. It's just a little bit of a price bump. And then some of them also have, like, they end up having the stands on either side. Like, they have a couple of more features that make it a little bit fancier. But you can get the bag to put it in. They're easy to store. They're easy to move around. It's just easy. It's no big deal. I think that it just is a good RV option.
And it's a name you can trust, I think, in buying Weber. I think most people feel pretty comfortable buying Weber stuff.
All right. So I'm welcoming it into the Gear Guide Hall of Fame. It's not the most exciting grill out there. You know what it is? It's a workhorse.
You know, Kate Dunbar is also a workhorse because she just brings us so much great podcast content. It's ridiculous.
Is she okay with that, you think? I think she'll be okay with being called workhorse.
She's a content queen. Yep. Okay. She did a campground smackdown this week over on Campground of the Week. And on that episode, she did a smackdown comparing two different Fredericksburg, Texas campgrounds. One was the Fredericksburg KOA and the other one was the
Fredericksburg RV Park.
All right. Now, she had all of these great activities to also share with us on that episode, but we were like, hold on, girl. We saw those notes. That's a whole separate episode. So we decided to make it one of our paired episodes. We've been doing this for about 2 years now, going all the way back to Charleston. We love pairing Campground of the Week and RVFTA to create a kaleidoscopic view of a region with campground options, food options, entertainment options. So Kate's going to bring it in a second. She's going to take us deep into the heart of Fredericksburg, Texas.
Get ready to get hungry. Stay tuned.
Get ready to get thirsty. Stay tuned for getting thirsty. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are always excited to bring Kate Dunbar on the show from katescuriouskitchen.com. And today, Kate is going to take us to Fredericksburg, Texas. And Stephanie, I really want to go.
Oh, and good thing we are going.
We are going. We're basically like, Kate, we're going to Fredericksburg area, and you're going to make a podcast for
us. Exactly, because we are our listener. That's the bottom line, is we are our listener. We're like, what do we want to hear on the podcast? Let's do it.
The most fun experience I've ever had with our podcast was when we were in Albuquerque, and we were listening to the campground of the week that Kate
from
did.
From Kate.
And I totally felt like one of our podcast listeners, yeah. And it was such a cool feeling. Okay, but first we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Yeah, I figured it'd be great to talk about the North Point Luxury Fifth Wheel, because I just feel like Texas is all about the big, right? And the North Point Fifth Wheels are just like big and luxurious. They feel like a home on wheels. Absolutely.
They sell a lot of them in Texas.
I'm sure they do. So the North Point Luxury Fifth Wheel is an impressive blend of features that make for a camping experience that is something for everyone, including like a nice little subway tile looking backsplash in the bathroom. Something for everyone.
Do you want a North Point?
They're nice. I'm just saying they're nice. Backed by Jayco's 2-year limited warranty, the North Point is the perfect choice for those seeking a chance to escape it all. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome to the show, Kate Dunbar. How
are
you?
Hello, Stephanie. Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
Well, we are good, and we are glad that you agreed to not only do a campground smackdown over on Campground of the Week with two Fredericksburg campgrounds, but you also agreed to do an entire travel episode for us on this area, which you love so much. So let's start off on the right foot and tell everybody, like, what's the deal with Fredericksburg? Like, why is this such a hot travel destination?
It really is. It's one of the hottest ones, especially right now. It's spring and we've got the wildflowers and all the peaches are blooming. This is the second oldest German settlement in Texas. You've got beer, you've got wine, you've got state parks, you've got hiking trails, you have art, you have music. Everything you could possibly want in a vacation, whether it's individual with your loved one or including your kids in this, it's all there for them.
Right. So this really is a something for everyone destination.
It seems very hot in the RV world right now. I think a lot of full-timers like to locate themselves there in the winter months. I've just been like hearing so much about Fredericksburg.
They really do. It's kind of in that central area of Texas. You've got San Antonio about an hour to the south. You've got Austin about an hour to the east. You've got Dallas about 4 hours away. So it's really easy to get in and out of that area. And it's just beautiful. It's a small town. It's like maybe 12,000 people. It's really small.
Small town, but a lot to do activities.
A ton.
So why don't you dive in and get us started? What are some of the things we should schedule for our trip to Fredericksburg?
Well, definitely we've got live music. This is something that I love to do. I love for my family to be a part of. And you have everything from German music to jazz to classical music to Western to blues and bluegrass. The best thing to do is to get on the Fredericksburg, Texas website, and they have a whole list of all the daily live music events that are happening, and there's a ton of them. Trust me on this one.
Kate, now I want to say now, this is a great time to add that you gave me the links to all of these places that you're talking about, and I will include them all in the show notes over at rvfta.com so people can go over there and bookmark all of these places while they're planning their trip like we are.
Exactly. I will have it all for you, so don't even worry about that. The next one would be all the outdoor activities. You have Enchanted Rock, which is the largest pink granite formation in the United States. So you have this huge pink granite dome that rises almost 500 feet out of the ground, which is huge for Texas. You know, that's a mountain chain for us. But what's even more interesting is that on the ground, almost 100 miles around that, it's still part of that granite. That's like twice the size of Manhattan. So think about that. It's huge. And the photography there is amazing. The wildlife is fantastic. And it's just your ultimate take your family, go hiking, explore the area, get to Enchanted State Park. Then you've got Old Tunnel State Park. You've got Pernalis Falls State Park. And then you have Lyndon B. Johnson State Park and Historical Site. And this is what treasures the area. Lyndon Johnson was born in that area. So you have the ranch. You have the wildflowers. You have what Lady Bird started, especially in Austin, with preserving the area and everything about what made environment important to her, which translated to Texas as well, and what they've done with her as the ambassador to it. You've got exotic zoos that you can drive through in the area where you can have everything from bison to zebras to, let's see, there's a rhinoceros. There's everything in this area in Texas to have fun at.
Before we came on the air, we were talking about us coming, and you said, do you have a macro lens? And I said, yes, I do have a macro lens. And you said, make sure you bring it to this area. Sounds like lots of opportunities for photography. I mean, you could do a whole photography-themed trip to this area.
You absolutely can. The one great thing when I was just at Enchanted Rock, it was raining and very foggy. So word to the wise, if it's that way, you're not going to be able to climb up to the top of it. You can climb all around it. You can take the lower trails, but they will not allow you on the rock because you're going to slip and fall. But the great part about that is all the mosses, all the ferns, all the little water tributaries, the great cactus that has just water droplets hanging off of it. You really get to hone in on that precision macro photography. You can really see where you need to work as a photographer or where you're really nailing it as a photographer. So you can play a lot with white balance and everything. It's a fantastic place to go. I highly recommend it.
Kate, where is your favorite place to check out the wildflowers?
I'm not telling. I'll show you guys.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll stay public. Tell us about the public option of the wild scene farm.
So, but I will tell you one place everybody should go, and that's the Wild Seed Farm. And that's just outside of Fredericksburg to the east on the 290. And welcome to 200 acres of farmed wildflowers. And why are they farmed? Well, they collect all the seeds and then they package them, and you can buy them here in Texas, and you can seed your yards. You can help with the landscape. You can do everything with it. And we have a 14,000 square foot spot in the front of our home that they created a mix for me, and we seeded our entire front yard from their seeds. So I'm really excited about that. But the great part about the Wild Seed Farm is kids can just tear loose there. There's place for them to run, to play, to hide, to eat, to taste wines, to taste beers, to buy Fredericksburg food items. This is a hub. And if you have an RV, they have RV parking.
I love it. There's no RV parking in New Jersey anywhere. There's not one spot. And you go to a place like Texas,
not even
and
in
it's
front
like
of our house.
And there's just like everything's RV friendly. Okay, there's a lot of history too. So you want to give us some recommendations for history, some museums?
Some of the best museums are just near and dear to my heart because I have family members that there's a tie to it there. The National Museum of the Pacific War is something that everybody should go to. And it's kind of an odd place. You go, why would this museum be in Fredericksburg, Texas, of all places? Well, it's because of Admiral Nimitz. He was born in Fredericksburg, and he was the Pacific Fleet commander and admiral. And he is why this huge walkthrough museum is there, and it takes 2 days. I'm not kidding. That's why they also give you a 48-hour pass on your ticket into this museum, because you have the main housing of it, and which is the George Bush Gallery, and then you have the Admiral Nimitz Museum, which is in another building, and then you have the Pacific Combat Zone Plaza. And the cool thing about this is that they do reenactments there about 8 times a year. So get online, purchase your tickets, and then book your campsite. Like, get it all together. Kids love it. Adults love it. And it's one of those gatherings where you'll see the most of World War II, Korean and Vietnam former military members join up and tell their stories and everything that they remember. So hands down, you must go there. But one of the most treasured places inside there for photographers is the Japanese Garden of Peace. And the manicured stones and bonsai trees, there's a tea house, there's water everywhere, there's bamboo. Great photography spot.
Wow, what a nice surprise, right? Like treasures of travel.
We're trying, you know. And then you've got to go to the Pioneer Museum. Learn how everybody lived and worked in Fredericksburg back when it was established. And this is where the past is alive. You walk in and it's the old log buildings and stone buildings. And you learn hands-on how everything happened. Kids adore this adventure. Grown-ups love it too, because it's history. And I don't think that anybody can not stop. You have to stop there, because it's why Fredericksburg is there and how it's been able to stay alive all these years later.
Is it mostly indoor, or is it sort of indoor outdoor? Would it make
it's
a good
both.
Rainy
it
day?
It takes up like a city block. It's really big. And right next door to it is the library, and then the courthouse is right down. And then across the street is the town square. And during Christmas time, the huge Christmas tree is just standing there and sparkling, and everybody's taking their family photos and doing it. And then they have one of those huge German advent calendars, the big tall wooden ones that has the lights and everything on it. And it's there too. And there's even an ice skating rink. So go there during the winter. You can have a lot of fun.
All right. More history for us, right?
More history. So outside of Fredericksburg, just by a few miles, was Fort Martin Scott. And this was a United States Army outpost. And they have completely renovated it. You can walk through it, see how it was. And they do have special days where there's reenactments there and activities. And right next door to it, in the same parking lot, is the Texas Ranger Heritage Center. And this is so special. The Texas Rangers, everybody knows who they are. They are just these tough, rugged men that went back all the way to the Spanish War and all the way to present. And it's the tribute and the thanks to them. And they're building onto the center, which is fantastic. The construction starts soon on the main house museum, which will hold memorabilia and classes. And they have an event center where you can have events there and meetings and everything. You can bring a travel trailer in there, but I will give you a caution. If it is during high tourist season, which is right now, March, April, and May are the highest travel seasons in Fredericksburg, because of the wildflowers, because of the peaches, because of the amazing weather, you might get yourself locked in there. So watch it. Be really, really careful if you are going to bring your travel trailer in there.
All right. That's really good advice. And I loved hearing you talk about all these things, because obviously we're only going to be in this area for like about 4 or 5 days. So we don't have time to do everything, but just listening to you talk through them all, I was able to kind of like pick out my favorites and be like, okay, we've got
to
do that.
So where are we going to first? Tell us.
Now, here's something special though that I haven't shared with you, but if you like it, you're going to want to come back, because on April 8th, 2024, in Fredericksburg, Texas, it will be 100% totality of the eclipse.
Book it.
Actually, I know where we should book a site. We should book a site in like Kate's yard.
You should. I'm at 97%, so y'all can just come to my house. It's fine.
The price is 100% reasonable, though.
Yeah. You know, so you're off by 3 degrees. I'm sorry. But they're taking bookings now. So your name will go down on a list. And as it gets closer, then they'll call you. So get on your reservations. Hotel, you know, everywhere from the campgrounds, anything you can imagine. If you want to be there, you need to lock it in real fast.
Yeah, I think it's even going to be a bigger craze with this totality, because all the people that missed out on seeing totality on the last one that just passed this past year are going to be like, I'm not missing it again.
I've heard the wineries are going to do like open up the actual fields, so you can walk down and get like it within all the rows and everything like that. And there are a bunch of farms, so I'm certain if you kind of get on the, you know, get in with the visitor center, find out what's going on, if anything is planned, and I'll make certain the next time that I'm there, which is about the same time you are, I'll ask a couple people down there too and find out so we can keep it updated for our listeners.
All right. That was a great list of activities and attractions that you can see in Fredericksburg, Texas. But we've got to come back and do a segment on food.
And there's nobody better to give us food recommendations than Kate Dunbar.
I don't even know if we're going to squeeze all these in. There's a lot of recommendations here, but we'll try.
It took me two trips to get this list.
We're going to try. And hopefully we're going to try some of them with Kate Dunbar herself. So right. We'll be back in a second with
more
from Kate Dunbar. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment two of Kate Dunbar from katescuriouskitchen.com. And now we're going to be talking about the best eats in the Fredericksburg region. I'm really excited because we're going to go to it. We have to go to at least two of these, I think. But before we dive in, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford.
Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. Now, if you're planning on camping at one of those like wineries
at Kate Dunbar's house,
something like that, you might want to snag yourself a Smart Tote 2LX, which is going to allow you to easily empty that gray water tank during your stay so you can keep on showering and keep doing the dishes and all that fun stuff.
I know people that empty their black tanks. I'm not going to say their names, but some people
do. And we don't necessarily recommend or not recommend that.
It's up to you.
Totally up to you. We're not endorsing that procedure.
But we're not endorsing
exactly.
It.
Exactly. We're not unendorsing it. The auto stop level gauge prevents messy overfilling, and the handle hooks onto the trailer hitch for easy towing up to the dump station. Comes in 18, 27, and 35-gallon models. Visit Thetford.com for more information or follow the links over at RVFTA.com.
I'm a 27-gallon guy, personally.
Right. That's what it's a have. Good size. I wouldn't want to lug around the bigger one, but you might have, I don't know, high demand.
All right, listen, let's find a way to transition really smoothly into talking about food. Okay, so Kate, we want to hit up some of the best restaurants in the Fredericksburg region, and we know that you know where they all are. So get us started. Where should we go to first?
Well, since you're in the second oldest German establishment in Texas, you're going to go eat German food. And this was really important for my husband because he is part German. He traveled to Germany, and his expectation level was way hi. I haven't had that much experience with German food, only German beer. So that was our difference that we had there. So
Jeremy loves German food, Kate. I cannot tell you how much he loves German food. And I don't cook it. I never cook German.
I never cook it either.
I did German in high school. And I'm going to tell you why.
He can say like two words.
The Spanish teacher at my small private school was really hard, and she had that reputation. And the German teacher was really easy, and he had that reputation. So I did 4 years of German. And one of the things that I got out of that was a love for German food. And beyond that, I can say Guten Tag.
There you go.
So I'm game. Let's go.
So he is excited about this.
You're going to love this. So pride of Fredericksburg is the Ausländer German Bavarian cuisine. This restaurant is fantastic. It has been there for years and years and years. And I wrote down exactly what we ate. So I can kind of give you a little snippet for everybody to see if this is something that they like. I've also given you the link to their website so you can check out their full menu, which is incredible. Their Bavarian potato skins rocked the house. It had sauerkraut and red cabbage and sausage and mustard and Swiss cheese. It was just ooey and gooey, and it was just, it had that great toasty crispness on it because it had been put underneath the broiler, and the potato skins had that great crunch, and then with the sauerkraut and just, oh my gosh, it was out of this world. They make their own sausages. They make their own sauerkraut. They do it all. So this is as authentic as you can get. Their Reuben sandwich was by far one of the best I've ever had. And I do like a really good Reuben sandwich, and I kind of stray sometimes. Like I want to go to a deli, a true New York deli, and have one. Or this was out of this world, phenomenal. But the coolest item that they have, and I couldn't believe it, my husband rolled his eyes until he tasted it and he just loved it, was their, I'm really going to mess this one up, it was their Texas schnitzel.
Nailed it.
Hey, I'm doing great with this. So you're not going to find this anywhere else but at this restaurant. And if you find it anywhere else, they're stealing it because it's an original. It is a Fredericksburg. It's just right there. So imagine schnitzel that's been covered with ranchero sauce. So you've got that spicy tomato going on. And then you've got fresh sour cream, guacamole, cheddar, and Monterey Jack cheese. It's just melting all over it. So it's been Texified that way.
Okay, that's crazy. And just so you know, we're going here and we're ordering all three of these.
And we're treating you to German beer and Texas schnitzel.
I'm down.
Now, your husband was totally pumped, right? I mean, he loved it too.
He was like, oh, this tastes really good. And the rye bread just had that great, I love rye bread that's just, it's got that sourness to it, that it's just toasty and you can taste the grain and everything. And it had it hands down. And the corned beef was beautiful and pink and it had all the spices that I wanted to have. So that's my favorite. It really, really was.
All right. Now, Kate, I know that when I was looking at this area, because we're visiting there and I was doing a little research, Otto's German Bistro did like show up in my online research. So that's a pretty popular restaurant around there too, right?
It's really popular and it is new. It is taking German food, but with a new farm to market, farm to table flair. And that's what made it incredible. And the great thing is they own the wine store right next door to it, and they have a bunch of German wines that you would never see anywhere else outside of Germany. And when I was there, they had one of the vintners over that was doing a big tasting, and I asked him, I said, well, where else can I find this? He's like, back home. I went, no, like, where can I get this? He said, back home. This is the only place. We don't have another distributor. We don't have it in any other store. So you're going to get some very special German, Austrian wines right there at Otto's. It is worth the stop. And they have a great charcuterie, too, where you can get a picnic lunch and go take off and have fun and go wine tasting. So,
Stephanie, Otto's, will you do German food twice?
I don't know. It's going to be hard because here's the problem, is that Kate recommends another one, and there's a hitch here.
The problem is that she just said farm to table.
I know. Here's the next one. Kate, tell us about your last German recommendation.
Okay, this is my kid's pick, absolutely, hands down. Paige owns this place. My girl, I love my carb-aholic. She's just like me. It's the old German bakery and restaurant, and you've got to get there early because the line is long, and when they close at like 2 or 3 o'clock, they close, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts. They're done. The German pancakes are bigger than the plate, so when your child says, I want the German pancakes, please make certain they haven't had any snacks beforehand because – they're huge. They are ginormous. Right. But you can go and purchase all the baked goods. My suggestion is this. One person gets to the table with the kids and starts getting that stuff done while the other one is getting the box of the baked goods, because you could have some people just walk in the door who just want the bakery items. And it could all be gone by the time you're done with your meal. They make their own fresh bread. So when you're back at the campsite, if you want some great grilled cheese sandwiches to sit around the campfire, that's where you want to go.
My God, Kate, I hope we're going to get some hiking in after all this eating. I'm starting to worry I'm going to gain 10 pounds.
We're
going to
eat our way through Texas. All right. So let's
do it every day.
Exactly. This is my style of travel. I'm excited about this. So now we're going to move on from the German food, even though we could probably talk.
Kate could keep going.
Yeah, we could still talk about it for a while. But let's talk about some of the other flavor profiles that are available in Fredericksburg. What do you got for
us? Absolutely. So you're definitely going to find Tex-Mex. And the place that I chose for the listeners here was Hondo's. It is on Main Street. It's west of the town square. So you'll see it. It's big. It's huge. They've got live music in there. But even better, they have a huge outdoor patio that has a big wall all the way around it. So your kids can play. You can sit down, listen to music, have great Tex-Mex, have a beer, have a great margarita, and you don't have to worry about the kids. They're fine. They're right there. They're wanted. They're welcome. Most of the places that I'm trying to recommend to everybody, they are family friendly, but they're also, you could step it up and just be a couple having a fabulous weekend on your own.
And a running theme is here, grab a beer. Right. And I'm thinking, like, we don't have to worry about the kids. The kids might have to worry about us at some of these
they
places.
Might.
Mom, Dad, Uber. Behave.
There is Uber.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
I there married my designated driver. It was very strategic on my part.
There you go. Now, the next one, I would say this is not kid friendly. This is something that you would not want your, I would say, under 16s to go to, unless if they're a foodie. If they are, bring them, and it's totally fine. Like when I was there, I saw 7-year-olds. They were having a blast, but like they eat everything. They were well mannered. So if you kind of have a little bit of a, I'm going to be worried, don't do it. Just come back when you can relax. And this is the Cabernet Grill. And it's almost like you walk into a wine vault. It's beautiful. All the stone, the wine bottles, the wood. It's rich. It's homey. It's romantic. It's relaxing. You don't want to rush your time there. You just want to relax. The food is out of this world. It's seasonal. It's fresh. They try and source everything they can just from the state of Texas. So you're going to get everything from German to Tex-Mex to American to French. You name it, it's happening right there.
Stephanie, everything she's saying, it's like calling to mind Charleston to me, almost.
Well, right, there's certain...
That's it. There's a little bit of Charleston. There's a little bit of New Orleans. It kind of reminds me of just outside of Portland, where there's all of these little... small, independently owned businesses that everybody supports everybody. And all the restaurants support each other, and they all come together, and they all have food weeks, and they all have wine week, and they all have this. And they're there to support. And I think that that's the most important thing when you go somewhere. You really want to be in a town that likes having its own individual businesses, and especially restaurants.
Yeah, and I want to say that there are just different kinds of RV vacations for our family, and I own the type of vacation that we're on at that time. So, like, yeah, if we're going to, Olympic National Park, well, then we're driving to the best hikes, and we're canoeing, and we're kayaking. But, like, to be honest, I am going to own, like, eating my way through Austin, like, in this area. Like, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm not going to be like, oh, I got to go get outdoors. I'm going to be like, I got to go find the best, like, winery today.
Exactly. This is one of those where it's kind of hard to say it this way, but nature and wildlife kind of take a back seat. This is where you want to be in the town, and you want to see what's going on because of all the artisans. And I've got a lot more to share, but last place, this is fun. My kids had a blast, and I had the best burger I have had since I was in Wyoming this summer, and it was a bison burger, and it was amazing. And this was the Buffalo Nickel Bar and Grill, and kids have a blast in there. They love them. They have these great coloring pages, and they want your kids to color, and they want it to put up on the wall, and they want you to come back and see that your kid's picture is still up there. And it's just a great relaxed atmosphere. So absolutely. Shout out to those girls. They loved my kids. My kids loved them. Thank you so much.
Now, Kate, there's a couple of places that aren't necessarily like sit down restaurants that we wanted to also talk about, because while you were traveling in this area at one point, you went to a culinary adventure school, right?
I did. The chef went back to school for a night and had a blast. Fisher and Weiser, which when you go to Fredericksburg, they've got a shop on Main Street, and you'll see them. They have jams and jellies and sauces and marinades and everything. Everybody knows them. They've been around, Lord, for almost 100 years, I think, maybe a little more or just a little less, but they've been there forever. And they have a culinary school. This is not a kid-friendly adventure, unless if it is a kids slated cooking class, which they do have from time to time. So look on their website and they'll tell you. Their chef that was showing that night has been to Oaxaca, Mexico constantly throughout his life, way down at the bottom of Mexico, right next to Mexico City. And he brought a bunch of the cuisine, and we all learned how to cook it, and we drank great wine, and it completely brought my Tex-Mex to a different level, which was fantastic. A lot of the sauces that they use, Fisher and Wiser, they now bottle it, so I can replicate that exact flavor that was taught in class at convenient. If you don't want to roast all your stuff, they've got it right there for you. So the second part of that place is, if you're not interested in a cooking class, you definitely want to go there. You want to go wine tasting. They do have chartreuserie. You can pack a picnic lunch, because in the back, after you grab your glass of wine inside, you go into the backyard and you sit in these gorgeous Adirondack chairs right next to the peach orchard. And there's a man-made lake right there, pond, little lake with a little dock. And you can sit out there, dangle your feet in it. The kids can go swimming in it, because don't forget, it can get to 100 degrees easily here during the summer. So you're definitely going to want to go there and cool off in that nice water and grab some peach jam, a couple glasses of wine, and just have a relaxing day.
Oh my gosh, this is paradise. And there's so many RV options nearby to bring your trailer, to bring your motorhome.
Mm-hmm. All right. But if you have your RV, the nice thing is that you can kind of buy some foods that you can bring back. And it sounds like Opa's Smoked Meats is a good place to do that sort of like grocery shop a little bit more.
Absolutely. And they do packaged lunches, picnic lunches. But here's a little insider secret. Most of the restaurants in town, they only serve their smoked meats. So their sausages, their bratwurst, their cured meats, everything comes from Opa's. So if you liked what you had in the restaurant, ask them where they got it. 9 times out of 10, it'll be at Opa's, and you can go right across down the road, maybe a half a mile from where you are eating, and get to the market and pick it up yourself.
All right. Well, I think that you gave us enough to chew on in that episode.
No pun intended.
Did we miss anything? Oh, peach season. So okay, May-ish. Around May, that's when you can go to one of the 15 different farms. You can pick your own peaches. You can pick up the bags of peaches that are already ready for you. You can pick up peach ice cream and peach jam and everything you could possibly imagine, it's there. So May is the big hub time for that.
So this podcast is coming out almost at the perfect time of year to talk about Fredericksburg.
This is like the correct time. I can't even begin to tell you how awesome it is. Oh, we forgot dessert. So now when you're spending your day at the Pacific War Museum, you're going to leave that building and you're going to go to the west, down half a block, and you're going to find the Fredericksburg Pie Company, and you are going to have one of the best pieces of pie you've ever had in your life. And I highly recommend the bourbon orange pecan pie. Out of this world, sweet and tangy, and the bourbon just added to the richness of that meaty flavor of the pecans. It was unbelievable. But if you're a lemon meringue fan, this pie stands over 8 inches tall. It's
what?
That's meringue
huge
for you.
here's the insider information. They close when the last piece of pie is sold.
Love it.
So get there early. Please get there early. It's really cute. There's a little quaint, like, old quilt shop that's in there, too. So if that's your thing and you like antiquing, that's your place to go.
Oh, wow. I'm just kind of speechless here. I mean, we are here with Kate Dunbar from katescuriouskitchen.com. That was our second segment on Fredericksburg, Texas. She just went over the best eats in Fredericksburg. We're going to come back in a second, and Kate is going to share the best drinks in the Fredericksburg region.
Little sipping.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here for segment 3 with Kate Dunbar from katescuriouskitchen.com. In the last segment, she just gave us the best eats in the Fredericksburg region, and I don't know how we're going to even pick which ones we go to. I feel like you and I are going to have some arguments over that.
We're not going to have arguments. I'm always in charge of the eating.
This is true.
Right? I mean, come on.
As long as we get one German meal in.
I will. Oh, are you kidding? We're going to the German places, no doubt. Maybe not for the pancakes.
Oh, but here's something to help you two out. Almost everywhere does to go. So you can pick it up and go take it back to the campsite.
Yeah.
Or great on your hike or to a park.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's a whole nother level of food.
I'm not exaggerating when I say, like, I do really plan on this being an eating and drinking vacation. All right, it's spring break.
Segment three, Kate is going to recommend the best drinks in the Fredericksburg region. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that in 1 second. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Outdoorsy.
Outdoorsy is the largest and most trusted RV rental marketplace, and they are making it easy to make a little scratch renting out your RV in both the United States and in Canada.
And in Texas.
And in Texas. Absolutely in Texas. Now, you have a few options out there for renting your RV, so it's really important to know that Outdoorsy is different than all of them. And there's a lot that sets them apart. They have a $1 million insurance policy that covers owners, and then they also offer roadside assistance, automatic DMV background checks.
They had to do it on me,
right?
Because we're renting an Outdoorsy RV this summer.
And so through the process.
I had to go through the process.
You had to put in
my driver's license number. I got checked and I was clean.
And you were clean. Thank goodness, right? So that's a big deal that that person gets that background check on you. And it's like, okay, they have a clean driving record. Now, we also love the fact that they have owner support, like checklists for pre-arrival, departure, and return, and a Facebook group for owners to ask questions and share tips. And it's a really honest forum for the owners to be able to like interact with
best
each other and learn from each other.
Right.
Yeah. So you can visit outdoorsy.com/list-your-RV for more info today.
All right, Kate Dunbar, are we ready to talk about the best drinks in the Fredericksburg region? And Kate, I got to tell you that Stephanie has been smiling this entire time.
This entire episode.
She is just like in her element here talking to you about this stuff. So let's start drinking.
All righty. Let's get our drink on. First and foremost, Main Street in Fredericksburg is an open container street. So you can walk down Main Street sipping your glass of wine or your amazing beer, and it's okay. No one's going to bug you. Just don't get in your car and drive, and don't go off Main Street. Stay on Main Street.
As you said, there's Uber.
Yes, and there's Uber, and they are amazing, and they're fantastic, and it's just they'll get you right back to your campsite, so don't worry. And there are safe places to park your truck or your car overnight. So please, safety first. Or you know what? Leave the driving to the wine experts. Sign up with Wine Road 290, which it's named that because of Highway 290, and go wine tasting. Let someone else do the driving. Let them pack your lunch so you don't even have to worry and you can have a lot of fun. In the 45-mile area of that, there are 16 wineries here. So you can have a lot of fun.
Now, those tours are really nice, especially if you're a couple that's traveling in this area. We were in Traverse City, and that was a big area for those kinds of like tours, the biking tours, the whatever, that you could go from place to place. And, you know, we wouldn't do that with our kids, but if you're a couple traveling, I think that that's an ideal way to enjoy the area.
It really, really is. Or you pay attention to my list because I'm going to give you some family-friendly wineries. So it's okay to bring your kiddos there with you. And I even have one special one that you can bring your RV to and stay overnight.
Let's hear them.
Talk to us. So
the first place you're going to want to go on Main Street is Pontotoc Vineyards. And you need this to be first so you get your education about Texas wine. Carl Mooney and his wife Frances, who happened to be a former pastry chef in the Bay Area, she makes these amazing little picnic lunches with snacks and breads and these delicious rich chocolate brownies that you can get. He's going to tell you why Fredericksburg and the area is so important and how it's added a different level to the wine culture in America. He grows a specific variety, the Tempranillo grape, and his wines are out of this world delicious. They are rich and peppery, and they've got this great berry flavor behind it. And Francis makes a killer sangria, and you can have it by the glass there, too. They're also one of the least inexpensive wine tasting facilities. You get four tastings for $8 a person. Their kids work there. This is a family operated business. Their daughter runs the cash register. I think she's 10. one of their other children, their son, I think he's six, he takes all the empty wine bottles out of the tasting room, puts them in the recycling can on the weekend. So you get to see the whole family dynamic and why this vintner is so important to the area. It's family first. And sometimes on the weekends, they'll have the grill going in the backyard, and you can just go to the grocery store, go pick up a couple steaks, and you can sit out there and just grill them on their grill that's totally open for you, pick up a bottle of wine, sit in the courtyard, and just listen to Carl's knowledge. He is so fascinating. So stop number one.
Are there a lot of people relocating to Fredericksburg? I heard you say somebody came from San Francisco. Is this the type of place where artisans are maybe moving from East Coast, West Coast, and coming to Texas? Does it have that vibe, or is it more homegrown?
Yes and no. If they're in the wine industry or beer industry, they definitely are moving there. If they are artists and craftsmen, absolutely they are. People are moving probably, you know, closer to Austin, closer to San Antonio. This would be like the weekend getaway place. Some people have homes there that they do Vrbo renting for, you know, so whenever they're not there during the week or during the summer, then they rent them out. But that's really the vibe of it that's going on. Although there is a really great chocolatier that came in there too. And yeah, her stuff is delicious. So, oh, well, there's a whole nother.
It's a whole story. There's a whole other podcast. Now, there's a Harvest Host option here, right?
There
is winery.
It is. And that's the one that I was talking about. And that is Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. Go online, see all about this winery. It is huge, and they are a family friendly. You can park your RV there. There's enough in the parking lot. But if you're a Harvest Host member, and right now life membership is only like $300, it is well worth it to join Harvest Host. And if they're open, then guess what? You get to roll your RV or travel trailer or whatever you've got behind the gates into their area, and you get to see how production happens, or when it's time for harvest, maybe you can even help them out doing it. It's out of this world. It's an event center as well, so there is food there. Check it out. It's gorgeous. It's an absolutely perfect place where if you wanted to have some pictures taken there too. The flowers and the greenery and the trees and everything around it, and the rolling vineyards in the background, it's perfect.
Your Airstream would look pretty good there.
I know. My vintage trailer would look even better. I'm trying to work on that one.
I want those pictures.
All right. Any other winery suggestions for us?
I would say this is a great one, and this is a 4-in-1. And bring your lunch, bring your dog, bring everything. It's just your kids or just, you know, a deck of cards, and just have fun and stay there for the day. You've got six shooter cellars, Fiesta Winery, Amarillo Leap, and the Vintage Cellar. They are all together in this area, so you can just go taste around and have a lot of fun. The last one, the Vintage Cellar, you're going to get some great ports and you're going to get some great fruit infused wines. And they also have special varietals that are 100% Texas grown grape wines, where they're not importing wines from California or anywhere else. So start looking at those and ask the vintners that big question: 100% Texas grown, or is it the 75% grown? It's a big lesson that you'll learn there in Fredericksburg.
Now, Keith, tell us about, for our beer folks, and we have quite a bit of them out there, tell us about our craft brewery options here in Fredericksburg.
You have one, with number two opening really soon. Number one is Fredericksburg Brewing Company, and this is right on Main Street. They're the oldest brewery in the area, and they have a great restaurant as well. They use a lot of OPA's meats in their restaurant, so you'll get to taste that there. They have anywhere between 5 and 6 beers on tap at all time, German traditional lagers and ales. It's a fun place, and they have a huge beer garden in the back where they have events during the summer and music, and that it's a relaxed atmosphere. Take your time, catch your breath from all of your shopping and museum going and food tasting, and have beer and more food.
Yeah, exactly. Wind up the day. All right, and you said that there's one opening
There's one, and this is a giant brewery that's opening. This is a beer that's already established, and it's Allstadt Brewery. And I would totally suggest that you go online, watch the video. You will see some of the most gorgeous copper. What are they? Are they beer still? Are they? What are they?
Steins.
Are they steins?
You mean the one what the beer is actually in?
Yes.
The stills.
Stills. Thank you. The word is eluding me right now because I've never seen so many. There must be 12, and they're huge in this new center. And as soon as it opens in June, there will be ample RV parking. It's an event center. There's a restaurant that's going to be in there. It'll be their new bottling facility. So be on the lookout. It's right near the six shooter cellars and all of them. They're just like right next door to each other. So it'll be a fantastic mix of wine and beer and events. And there's probably going to be a lot of music that goes on during this summer. So check that place out.
And I'm thinking you're going to go for a visit in June, knowing you.
Probably.
I'm betting on that.
Well, no, because I'll be in Kentucky drinking bourbon.
That's right. You're doing the bourbon trail. That's so exciting. We can't wait to have you on to do that whole episode for us. So, okay, Kate, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you doing this episode for us. We're so excited about coming and having a glass of wine with you and exploring this region. But we're also excited to take the advice of just someone that we trust so emphatically.
I think we should also tell everybody the backstory to this episode too, right? Kate had all of these things lined up for her campground of the week. And we just looked at it and we were like, oh my God, girl, like this is more than just a campground of the week episode. Yeah. Let's make this a whole celebration of Fredericksburg. And you just knocked it out of the park. We really appreciate it.
This is the heart of Hill Country. So when everybody talks about the Hill Country of Texas, this is it. This is where it happens between New Braunfels and Fredericksburg. This is it. So come enjoy the history of Texas. Come enjoy the German spirits. Come enjoy everything about the area and why I love to call it my home too. And you'll see why, from the hills and the trees and the flowers and the people. Everybody in this area is just kind-hearted, and they really want to know where you're from and why you're there and how they can make your experience better.
So why don't we meet you there in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I can't wait to show you Fredericksburg. You're going to love it.
All right. We are truly going to see you at the campground.
Where can everybody find you online before we sign off?
Find me at my blog, katescuriouskitchen.com. I'm on Instagram and Facebook as well. And you can catch me on RVFTA and Campground of the Week.
Always. Thank you so much for joining us, Kate.
Thank you.
Talk soon.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, and a big thank you to Kate Dunbar from katescuriouskitchen.com. If you haven't been thinking about going to Fredericksburg, Texas, I think you probably are thinking about it.
Yeah,
now.
Put it on your schedule. We did this right at the start of wildfire season this year in Fredericksburg. Put it on your calendar for next year, right? I mean, book out in advance. Get the best spots.
And you've got complete totality coming that way, too.
Yeah, or book it out in what?
All
6 years.
Of reasons. All right, so we're going to do our RVFTA news roundup, but first it is time for a sponsored message from our friends at Cabela's.
Cabela's has everything your family needs to get into the great outdoors and camp in comfort, and it's spring, which probably means that you need some new clothes for those kids that grow like weeds every year. And I actually wrote a blog post maybe about a year ago admitting that my favorite Cabela's discovery has been their branded t-shirt and sweatshirt lines for kids and adults. Because, all right, kids, you know, they grow. They can't use their clothes for that long, so it kills you to spend a ton of money on them. These are so affordable, but what I love even more is that they hold up to all of the wear and the washing, right? You have to wash kids' clothes constantly. So we get these t-shirts for them that are so affordable, $10 or less a pop if you get them on sale, hooded sweatshirts under $20, and they look like new practically until they grow out of them. And to me, that's what I need when I'm buying clothes for my kids.
I'm wearing a
Cabela's hoodie right now. And I think that, like, what another brand will charge you $40 for, mm-hmm. you get for $30 at Cabela's, yep. and it's the same quality. So also, if you go to their website now, you can actually click on a link that takes you to all their branded clothing. So if you want a Cabela's t-shirt, a Cabela's hat, a Cabela's hoodie, they make it so it's all, you know, in one area on the website.
Yeah, I think it's just a value that I'm so glad that I finally discovered a couple years ago, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I can get my kids really cute t-shirts and sweatshirts, and it's not going to cost me a fortune.
Yeah, and there's like the fishing themed, the camping yeah. themed, the hunting themed, a little bit of everything. We always tend to grab the camping themed ones or the fishing themed ones.
I'll link to that blog post if you want to see some of my favorites in the show notes to this episode.
All right, let's do the RVFTA news roundup. And just a quick reminder that over on Campground of the Week, Kate Dunbar did a campground smackdown between two great options in the Fredericksburg area. And you're going to want to pair this episode with that episode.
Yeah, listen to them both, decide where you want to stay. There's no absolute clear winner because it just depends on what you're looking for, which is the key so often with campgrounds, and something that we really strongly promote to our listening audience, is that there's no perfect campground, but there is a perfect campground for you. And the trick is to know what to look for.
And I love that Kate recommended an additional Harvest Host option on this mm-hmm. episode. And we're going to be staying at the Hill Country Jellystone. So we'll have yet another recommendation for this area in the weeks to come.
All right. Now, on the blog, Jeremy just recently wrote a blog post, a brand new blog post, that is about, it's great for this time of year because it's about gaining confidence as a new RV owner. So if any of you have a new rig, a first rig, or you've upgraded to maybe a bigger rig than you're used to, like you went from a pop-up to a travel trailer, Jeremy just writes a few tips that he thinks, like, when looking back on your own experience, you feel like really helped you, right?
I always get sentimental at the beginning of a new RV season, and I think back to being a newbie, and there is such a learning curve becoming an RV owner, a new RV owner. And like in our Facebook group, you just see all of the new owners coming on and they're very nervous. And I just remember that I was also really nervous when we bought the pop-up camper. Again, I was nervous later when we bought our first travel trailer. But then for me, I get so worked up and I get so anxious, but then I get over it so quickly. So I just went back and I was thinking about some of the decisions we made that helped me get over that nervousness. So this isn't about like the gear you need to buy, which is all great, right? I mean, that's important stuff too. This is more about the decisions you're going to make, where you're going to go on your first camping trip, how you're going to deal with backing in for the first time, just some of the anxiety flashpoints for people and ways in which to overcome them. So yeah, I thought this was a fun post, a great one for the new RV owner.
All right. Now, we hadn't asked for iTunes reviews in ages, you know, previously on the podcast. But then we know that it's important to, you know, get those reviews so that it shows up, at, you know, you show up when people are searching and everything. So just this season, a few episodes ago, we were just like, well, let's just remind everybody that they can leave us a review. And I just want to say that quite a few of you went over and you left us such. I know that just you heard us ask that and you were like, oh, yeah, let me do them a solid and go leave them a review. And you did it. And you left us such nice reviews. And I just wanted to say that, you know, it really does mean the world to us. When we're sitting here recording a podcast, we hear those words in our head. We imagine you out there, you people that like you're saying you know, Stephanie and Jeremy are helping me. Stephanie and Jeremy give great recommendations. It just inspires us to keep doing what we do. So, you know, a huge thank you for that.
Yeah, and it makes us smile and it kind of just warms my heart to just hear from the people that are listening to the show and enjoying the show. And we just got a burst of new reviews from people and super appreciated. So thank you very much to everybody that left a review.
All right, we will see you in Texas.
See you in Texas.